Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Friday, November 20th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, the Hardy County Department of Health has introduced a holiday COVID testing schedule for next week. Here are the dates and times of that testing. On Monday and Tuesday, November 23rd and 24th, testing will be available from 8:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. and in the afternoon from 1 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. On Wednesday, the 25th, it'll be available from 8:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. And on Friday, the 27th, it will be available from 8:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. only for those experiencing symptoms. Testing is limited. Results can take up to 72 hours or longer. Please remain quarantined until your test result is available. The Wauchula Police Department has reported a lost dog found in the area of South 6th Avenue and Craven Street and is located now at the Hardy County Animal Control Kennels on Airport Road. Photos are available on the Wauchula Police Department Facebook page. Your local events, the Hardy County 2020 Magical Christmas Parade is on Saturday, December 5th at 6 p.m. The parade lineup starts at Indiana Avenue and West Main Street, turns right on South George Burris Avenue, right again on West Orange Street, and ends on Florida Avenue with a sensory-friendly viewing area available at the last block. Float registration is now $100 for chamber members, $150 for non-members, and free for chamber partners bronze level and above. The deadline to register is today, so make sure to get that in as soon as possible because no more entries will be accepted after today. They will also host the 2021 Vintage Glam Gala on January 30th, 2021 at 5 p.m. at the Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green. Dress in your best 1920s and celebrate the success of Hardy County. Attendance is limited due to COVID restrictions. More information on these events and reservations are available at hardycc.com. Your job is in Hardy County. Equity Lifestyle Properties in Wauchula is looking for a front desk clerk, a high school diploma or GED, strong organizational skills, computer literacy, and at least 1 year of customer service experience is required. The Hardy Correctional Institution is looking for a correctional officer trainee. A driver's license and high school diploma or GED is required. And Pacer Marine Incorporated in Bowling Green is looking for an assembly worker. A GED or high school diploma, simple machinery knowledge, and basic math skills are required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this on your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, at gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us, and we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m.
Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wachula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wachula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your 12 p.m. weather report for November 20th. 79 degrees Fahrenheit, feels like 79. Intermittent clouds with no chance of rain. Fair air quality, the maximum UV index is 3. Winds east-northeast at 12 miles an hour. Wind gusts are 15 miles an hour. The humidity 57%. Indoor humidity also 57%. The dew point 62 degrees Fahrenheit. Cloud cover 61%. Visibility is 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 12,400 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 8:08 a.m. Eastern Time. Friday, mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy. Highs around 80 with northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting to 25 miles an hour. Friday night, mostly clear, lows in the mid-60s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Saturday, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 80s, northeast winds 10 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. And Saturday night, mostly clear, lows in the mid-60s, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go on now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A newly released Bureau of Labor Statistics annual report for 2019 shows U.S. meat and poultry packers and processors continued their track record of reducing worker injuries, reaching all-time lows. According to agrimarketing.com, meat industry results improved from both 2018 and 2017 levels, reaching a new all-time industry low of 4 cases per 100 full-time workers per year. Just 10 years ago, that number was 9.3, while in 1990, it was 17.1. Hatcheries in the U.S. weekly program set 223 million eggs in incubators during the week ending November 7th, down 2% from a year ago. Average hatchability for chicks hatched was 81.9%. Hatcheries in Alabama set 30.4 million eggs, down 4% from a year ago. And hatcheries in Georgia set 31.9 million eggs during the same week, down 3%. Adapting market development programs for U.S. pork, beef, and lamb to a COVID-impacted world and meeting the rapidly changing needs of international consumers were dominant themes at the U.S. Meat Export Federation conference last week. President Dan Hallstrom notes U.S. pork exports are on a record pace, while beef exports are trending lower, but poised for a strong finish to the year. He says while pork exports to China have begun to cool from the unprecedented levels earlier this year, China's demand will remain strong in 2021.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Dear Santa, I've been a very good grower this year. Got my harvest in on time and everything. So, I'd like a FieldNet Pivot Watch. Monitors my irrigation anytime from anywhere, and I can spend more time with the kids instead of driving to pivots. All the info you need is on pivotwatch.com. It starts at $299 from a local Zomatic dealer. If there aren't any at the North Pole, you can order from Amazon.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Here with your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Tim Hamrich. It's nearly impossible to talk about the Florida citrus industry in 2020 without at least mentioning citrus greening disease. Otherwise known as Huanglongbing, citrus greening is spread by the Asian citrus psyllid, which serves as a vector for the disease. Citrus greening has done enormous damage to the Florida citrus industry despite years of research trying to develop effective management tools. Scientists are now hopeful that CRISPR can help. The tool for editing genomes allows breeders to select for very specific traits and to iterate more quickly. And now they have a roadmap to follow. CRISPR has been used to develop resistant varieties to solve for citrus canker. A program started in 2013 was able to identify the citrus canker susceptibility gene in 2014, and through CRISPR found a way to knock out this susceptibility gene. They now have made, this year, citrus varieties that are resistant to citrus canker. Dr. Nan Wong, professor at the Citrus Research and Education Center for the University of Florida IFAS at Lake Alfred, says they were able to make progress on citrus canker quicker than traditional breeding, and he hopes this can also be applied to citrus greening. While there can be no guarantees on timing, Dr. Wong hopes that progress can be made on citrus greening on a similar timeline to what they've been able to do these past 7 years with citrus canker.
Dear Santa, I've been a very good grower this year. Got my harvest in on time and everything. So, I'd like a FieldNet Pivot Watch. Monitors my irrigation anytime from anywhere, and I can spend more time with the kids instead of driving to pivots. All the info you need is on pivotwatch.com. It starts at $299 from a local Zomatic dealer. If there aren't any at the North Pole, you can order from Amazon.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Thank you for tuning in to your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hamrich. For more information and previous reports, visit aginfo.net.
And now for the business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks ended higher, shaking off a weak start and nearly erasing the S&P 500's losses for the week. The index rose 0.4% on Thursday. Major indexes had wavered for much of the day, as Wall Street's tug-of-war continues between worries about the worsening pandemic and optimism that a vaccine will come soon. The S&P 500 fell 1.2% a day earlier and set a record high on Monday. A discouraging report about jobless claims underscored the fears that have slowed Wall Street's big rally this month. The Dow was ahead 44 points to finish at 29,483. The NASDAQ jumped 103 to 11,904. The S&P 500 gained 14 points to 3,581. New York oil up 7 cents to $41.89 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SR Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The Minnesota Timberwolves selected Georgia freshman guard Anthony Edwards with the number one overall pick in the delayed NBA draft. Edwards became the 11th straight one-and-done player to be the number one pick, coming in a year where the obvious choice was not clear. He averaged 19 points for the Bulldogs, tops among all freshmen. The Golden State Warriors then added Memphis setter James Wiseman with the second pick. LaMelo Ball went to the Charlotte Hornets. The Chicago Bulls selected Patrick Williams of Florida State at number four. Obi Toppin, the National Player of the Year last season at Dayton, was chosen by the New York Knicks.
It's a blessing. I want to thank God. Without him, I would not be here. Without my parents, I wouldn't be here.
The draft was originally scheduled for June 25th before multiple delays caused by the coronavirus pandemic pushed it back to November. Ohio State will prohibit family and friends of players and coaches from attending football games this season because of the dramatic spike in COVID-19 cases in the state. Meanwhile, Buckeyes coach Ryan Day saw his team's game with Maryland postponed last week due to COVID issues.
We knew going into this that something like this may happen. We've seen it happen across the country, so we're not the only ones. And like we said, and like I said, is nobody feels bad for us. So we got to move on. The good news is it's behind us, and now we're on Indiana, and And that's where all the focus is.
The third-ranked Buckeyes host number 9 Indiana Saturday in the Battle of Unbeatens. Number 24 Louisiana Lafayette's non-conference game against Central Arkansas scheduled for Saturday has been called off because of COVID-19 concerns. The NFL is placing all teams in intensive protocol starting Saturday to mitigate the risk of COVID-19 as the number of cases rises around the country. Use of masks will be mandatory at all times at team facilities. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wachula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wachula. Your quote for the day, life is the only product that has no owner's manual. Tune in Monday for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day and a great weekend. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.